Justin Flick back with you. The Wildcat Locker Room Chat continues, now joined by boys head coach Marco Hunter. And the Holton boys get their first win of the season Tuesday night, a big win at home against Riley County, 57-53. We're going to start there, and then we'll go back to the Hiawatha game briefly. But coach, had to feel good, not just to play good through four quarters, but to be in a situation that you really hadn't been in, and to see the team play with composure and make winning plays down the stretch to hold on. I know it just had to be kind of a relief, and certainly a good moment for the boys to enjoy the win against Riley County, huh?
Yeah, it was absolutely. It almost came down to almost deja vu from last year. I looked up at the scoreboard once and saw that. I said, oh, shoot, we don't have any fouls to give. Where last year we had four fouls to give that helped us seal the win last year at their place. And, you know, it was almost in reverse. But just to see how the guys, you know, I told them, I said, the separator for that game was the third quarter. You know, even though we're down eight, you know, I said, I said that multiple times it happened. We're only down eight. But, you know, in their mind, being down most of the time every half this year, you know, and they think eight is feels like 20. And, you know, we built on that and just changed things defensively and kind of made us play harder than we have ever had to play, because that's the next step of where we need to get to. And, you know, they were persistent with it, and that just showed. And you know, we were able to make the baskets we need to make and timely threes down the run and tie the game up and, you know, just sealed it with the win with just on them. You know, they won that game, and I was happy for them. They needed it, and hopefully we can build on it going forward.
No doubt. I know I've mentioned several times, you know, with DeDonner and Fox and Terwilliger, that's three really good guards. And obviously, you know, it takes everybody. You got a lot of guys making some plays, but I feel like I've kept saying this year, like, if we can get those three guys all kind of clicking and scoring, you know, 10-plus mm-hmm. on any given night, that's mm-hmm. the recipe for success. And, man, last night those guys were all really good, 18, 16, 13 points between the three guards. And so, man, that was a huge lift to have, you know, not just one or two guys, but to get, you know, three guys in double digits like that.
Right, yeah, and that's, you know, they kind of, you know, we haven't tabbed them as the big three, but, you know, that's the big three of the team that we have. And the team, the makeup of the team, they all know that the primary scoring should go through those three. But anytime those three, you know, if they're all scoring and they're scoring in different ways, you know, it's not just three-pointers, where sometimes we settle for that a little too much. But just seeing them score, and then, you know, you can put Grant Warner in there, and he worked his tail off last night and able to get him, you know, 6 points. And he's more than capable of scoring 10, 12 points a game just back there on the block and at the free throw line. And just seeing them contribute together. And I was like, you guys felt a little team chemistry. I know you felt it. And that's something that we can build on going forward, even against, you know, the toughness of the Big East League. You know, we can build on this and have a feel-good feeling no matter how we play.
One other positive, I guess, to mention, and it's kind of two things, I guess. One was I thought the team rebounded a lot better, because that's kind of been a weakness. I mean, we know you're undersized, but I thought rebounding, and then defensively, I felt like the team just had more energy and was more solid. There wasn't as many breakdowns. I mean, you go back to the Hiawatha game, and I think there was just way too many defensive breakdowns and way too many second and third chance opportunities. But is that a big key? I know that's been probably big areas you've been working on as well on the defensive side, and getting more just overall better team rebounding.
Oh yeah, that's always been a key, you know, and I try to engrave them. You know, you don't have to be the tallest kid and the, you know, the biggest kid to get rebounds. It's all about want to. It's all about heart, and it's just, do you have to do the little tools to help you get in position? But then you just go after the ball and you just get it. And you know, and I try to get them. I said, if everyone can get in their mind that you want to get 4 to 6 rebounds a piece a game, I said, everybody's not going to get 4 to 6 rebounds a game. I said, but if you have that mentality and approach it that way, it could happen. Mm-hmm. And I thought we did. We rebounded well, and defensively, I was just pleased of just how gritty we were. And, you know, we were just flying around and rotating on the backside. And, you know, we gave up some easy buckets early on, but it's the same thing. I thought, this is the same drills we do in practice every day. I said, now you're just doing it with more people watching. It's the same thing. And we were able to, you know, piggyback on that, and guys were taking more risks and, you know, jumping passing lanes, and it just, you could tell they just felt like they were in rhythm with each other. And then eventually those timely threes, you know, late in the game by Carrick and Corbin, they went in, you know, and that's just something that we looked like a basketball team, and it was fun to watch.
rematch tough game Friday against Silver Lake. You got Sabetha Nemaw Central next week. But I guess instead of asking you about the specific opponents, I'll end the show by asking you this. How do you build on this? Or what are you talking about with the team now that they got to win? How do you build on that and turn that into to more positives here in your next upcoming games?
Well, when, you know, I talked to them last, and they were so jacked, and in the locker room, they all had water bottles in their hand and ready to douse water. And I said, I said, we're not dousing water tonight, you know. And for them, this, it was a big high for them, and rightfully so. You know, they earned the win, big, big high, but you had to bring them back down to earth a little bit. I said, yeah, I said, I'm happy for him, happy we won. I said, we've only won one game. And, you know, we have a tough place to go play on Friday in Silver Lake. But I also remind them, I said, you're a better team now than you were when you played Silver Lake game 3 back in December. I said, you are a better basketball team. I said, but the key is how are we going to approach that game? We're going to approach the game knowing we got beat by 40 the first time, or we're going to approach this game knowing that we're a better basketball team and we can play with anybody, but we have to play different. I said, every game is going to be a little bit different. So, and we'll prepare for Silver Lake different than we did Riley County because of the makeup of their team. And that's the approach that we have to do because, you know, the teenage brain, you know, they see a score and they think, oh, it's the end of the world. And I don't think we'll walk into the gym being self-defeated before the game starts. And that's kind of the approach that we've had of some of our games. It's like, oh, we're going to lose anyway. And that's the narrative that we have to change over time. And we emphasize that on Monday at practice. We have to start changing our narrative, how we're going to approach every game we play, because you have an opportunity to do something special anytime you step on the floor.
Yep.
And you don't get to do this. You don't get to do this very often. You know, seniors, your window is closing very, very fast. You know, and then pretty soon, my freshmen, you guys are going to be seniors. And you're like, dang, what happened 3 years? And went by that quick. So, you know, that's just a simple approach. And one thing that we try to do, we break down things. You know, it's a 32-minute game, but we're breaking it down 2 minutes. I need you to play as hard as you can for 2 minutes. There'll be a dead ball. There'll be a whistle. There'll be a foul. There'll be something. And then, or there'll be a timeout. Take a break. Okay, we need 2 more minutes. Go as hard as you can. And that's kind of the way we approached the game last night, and we'll continue to do that. But, you know, I'm happy we won, happy for the kids, and, you know, we got 2 days to prepare, and we'll get after Silver Lake and see what happens.
You bet. Good stuff, Coach. Appreciate you as always. Best of luck in your upcoming games.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Marco Hunter, head coach of the Holton Boys. The Wildcat Locker Room Chats on KNZA and MSC Sports are brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, also by Medical Pharmacy and by Community Healthcare System.